as I introduced our segment, I'm going to tell you there will be no singing, just humming. I really, I'm a little concerned. So the way we wrap up Crunch Time on a Thursday is a little something we like to call the lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
That.
Man, I didn't realize how much like your singing made that intro.
I can't. I'm on.
You can even do like a spoken word.
I'm telling you, I'm starting to feel the scratchiness, which is not good.
All right. Well, hopefully here you don't have to talk all that much. The Heisman race seemed to be over and done with until last Saturday. Tua Tagovailoa was leading an Alabama offense to levels it had never been to and doing it just three quarters at a time. In his toughest test of the season against LSU, he threw 295 yards, two touchdowns, and it was his first interception of the year. But against Georgia, he looked pretty bad. 10 of 25, 164 yards, and for the first time in his career, had more interceptions than touchdowns. Suddenly, seeing Tua struggle and Kyler Murray lead Oklahoma to a revenge win over Texas to go along with his 4,000 yards, 40 passing touchdowns, 11 rushing scores, Murray looked more Heisman worthy. Never before has one bad half of football changed so much in the eyes of Heisman voters. What percent chance do you give Kyler Murray winning the Heisman?
You know, I got to tell you, I think he's the favorite now, as crazy as this is. Not a lot. I'll give him a 51% chance
just
of winning the Heisman.
Just over the edge. Aaron Donald is a monster. The Rams posted a victory photo of Donald in the locker room after their victory over the Lions, and while Donald was in full victory roar shirtless, Jeff Schwartz quote tweeted it on Twitter, noting something very interesting from the picture: Aaron Donald's abs. Defensive tackles shouldn't have abs, Schwartz said, which is, yeah, basically what you think, because you think defensive tackle, you think guys like Vince Wilfork. Well, Donald is listed at 6'1", 280. He has abs, lining up over the center most of the time, getting double-teamed more than any other defensive lineman. Donald has 16 and a half sacks and 30 solo tackles on the season. Khalil Mack plays out on the edge. He's also a linebacker. He has just 9 sacks and 27 solo tackles. But Donald doesn't have the pick six that Mack has, and Donald has 4 to Mack's 5 forced fumbles. They might be two of the most disruptive forces in football. What percent chance do you give Aaron Donald winning Defensive Player of the Year?
Oh, DPOY. I thought you were going to go MVP.
No.
75%. It's his.
That's a lock. He's a Hall of Famer with that percentage there. Over his career, Kirk Cousins is 5-12 in primetime games, 4-23, including 0-4 this year, against teams with a winning record.
Wow.
And 12-22 on the road in his career, and 0-1 in his lone playoff start. This week, he takes on the winning record-having Seattle Seahawks at 7-5 in a primetime game, Monday Night Football, on the road in a building where the 12s have the best record at home since 2012. While things started out a little differently for Cousins in Minnesota, he can't seem to shake the whole being able to beat a good team thing. What percent chance do you give Cousins winning this week in a primetime game against the road with a team with a winning record?
Now, who are they playing again?
Seattle.
Seattle. Nah, they're not winning that game. Seattle's on a roll. I love the way they're playing. I give him 25% chance.
Still low. I know you're not a fan of Adrian Peterson, and for good reasons, but what he did on Monday night was really something else. After having Mark Buttfumble Sanchez come into the game, AD went on a 90-yard touchdown run, the longest in his career. He then finished the game with 98 yards. That's right. Peterson went 1 carry for 90, 8 carries for 8 yards. Peterson failing to reach 100 yards with a 90-yard carry is blank.
Miraculous. Are you kidding me? And if you told him you were going to get 8 more carries, you'd have bet the family farm on that. That's insane.
I feel like anybody given 8 carries in the NFL could probably get
10 yards. Brady could get 10 yards on 8 carries.
Oh, he certainly
could.
Certainly could. Last one here. The St. Louis Cardinals got a major upgrade at first base by adding now former Arizona Diamondback Paul Goldschmidt in a trade. The 6-time All-Star, 4-time Silver Slugger, 3-time Gold Glove winner at first base – is no longer going to be terrorizing the rest of the NL West and instead gets to play in the ultra-hitter-friendly NL Central. Goldie has finished in the top three of MVP voting three times, and many think that he was held back from winning an MVP simply because he played for bad D-backs teams that only made the playoffs twice in his tenure there. What percent chance do you give Goldschmidt winning an MVP now that he's moved away from the D-backs?
By the way, Jose Martinez, the St. Louis first baseman, he had like 20 homers, 85 RBI, hit like 300.
Decent.
I mean, not bad at all. So what percentage chance do I give him of winning an MVP or this coming year's MVP?
An MVP.
The way he rocks that team, high-profile franchise, I'll give him a 1-3. That's pretty substantial. Scrumble them up. Crumble them up. Rawhide.